Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Chris Parks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is kind of fun, just sitting here across each other in the desk. And, Chris, you've been involved in a variety of ways with produce in the park. And I wanted to just start right out with one of the things that you took on, and that's the Facebook.
Yeah, it's, of course, this day and age, technology always a big thing, a big way to get information out there and promote activities. And we do have a nice Facebook page for Produce in the Park specifically that people can check out. And it's really simple to find, too. Just look for Produce in the Park. It's facebook.com/produceinthepark.
Do we have to capitalize Produce in the Park?
Yeah, you can. Well, either way, you're
going to
find it.
Either way is okay.
Yep. It'll come up either way.
Okay, that's good. So then it's really easy. Facebook.com, Produce in the Park. And I know you've gotten some responses there.
Yeah, there's been, some people that are interacting a little bit with it. And, of course, we encourage more of that to happen as time goes on and people get more familiar with this event. And it's grown, of course, as the few events that we've already had this year have happened. There's been some people that have, made comments about, what's going to be there that they know of, things that they enjoyed at Produce in the Park, or even some people that have gotten connected to be there to be vendors as well.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, this is the way that lots of people communicate and find out about things. And Chris, I want to go back. I want to come back to Facebook after a bit, but let's kind of go back in history a bit. Last year, actually, Produce in the Park was started last year, but it wasn't nearly the event that we've tried to make it this year.
Yeah, I know that yourself and other folks involved with the Cass County Food Policy Council have been kind of the driving force behind getting this going to be a bigger deal here this year. And, yeah, it was good to get it, kind of started last year and get the idea of what this maybe could be. And I think this year it's really kind of started to take off. There's
really
a lot of folks that now know what it's about and expecting it.
Well, it blossomed. The last one where we almost had to cancel it because of rain, we hardly don't want to talk about that, but we will, turned out to be really nice. I mean, I thought it was just fun. People came and walked around, visited with the vendors, talked with each other, had a little food samples. It's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and I think that's what people expect, kind of the, it's almost a farmer's market type atmosphere, and that's what people kind of expect those things to be anymore. It's more of a, there's the going and getting the stuff side of it, but they want it to be a fun social event,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm, you bet. And having in the park, kids can come and play or whatever. And Food Policy Council, of course, started this because they wanted more people to be aware of the local food producers and, the business of producing local food and just getting better acquainted with the vendors and so on. And so the Food Policy Council actually is appointed by the Board of Supervisors. It's the Cass County Local Food Policy Council. And took the opportunity that I think we have to say thanks to the Chamber, because the Chamber, of course, was having the third Thursday music in the park. And so it was kind of like, well, let's just tag on to this. And so I think we have to say a thank you to them to have started that kind of event. And I think that's going to carry on, by the way. It seems like they're going to keep carrying on with some things on the third Thursdays. Let's talk about today. And, it's looking like rain, Chris. Can you promise we're not going to have rain?
I certainly can't do that, but the forecast may be sounding like the window of the time frame tonight might be all right. So okay. Hopefully we'll be in good shape.
And people are going to say, well, how are we going to know? Well, a decision will be made about 1 o'clock, and so I'm sure okay. We'll have it on KJN, whether it's a go or not a go. But that's kind of what the decision will be made. So let's talk about who's going to be there.
Yeah, there's quite a few different vendors that will be there here this week. We've got Bridgewater Farm signed up, also Cass Incorporated. Complimentary Care will have a booth there for you tonight as well. McCurdy Farms, Rolling Acres, also Hy-Vee will be there planning on doing some grilling tonight.
Yeah, and then you get those samples to taste.
So that's some good stuff there.
Yeah.
And then Henningsen Harvest, also Our Daily Bread. Harvest Moon Market will be there. Also Sue's Country Garden. And the local Kiwanis group will be there, planning on making some sandwiches and having popcorn available. And then Hemp Hill Jewelry will be there with a booth tonight. Also, as far as some other vendors, the Cass County Extension Office will be there with a display for you tonight. Also, the Builders Club plans to be there, and this is kind of more on the activity side of things, but doing some bubbles for the kids.
Yeah, that's the middle school group that works through Kiwanis, so that I hope that works because those are fun.
Yeah, the big, huge bubbles.
Yes. Not just the little ones out of the jar. Yeah.
So they'll be there. Also, Jeremy Faga will be there as well, a singer that performs with a guitar, is planning on being there to kind of provide some entertainment tonight.
And we need to mention, I don't know where she's on the list, but the Downtown Cafe and Catering will be providing the sides to go with those sandwiches that Kiwanis is doing. So you can do your whole supper meal there and, you know, come again as an event and just kind of eat your supper and walk around.
There you go. Yeah, and so the Downtowner, they always have great food, so that'll be a good addition there with the other meal side of it. And then the only one I haven't mentioned on the list here yet is Bethany Johnson doing some face painting tonight.
Right. So there's several activities for the kids that you've mentioned, the bubbles, the face painting. And I almost hate to mention it's possible the bounce house will be there, but I'm thinking that's not a very good possibility because rain is a real problem with them. You know, if you're familiar with that, you know, getting that set up and you get a little water in the bottom of that and it's going to...
Yeah, it's, you know, it's essentially not, a giant tarp when it's not
inflated. Exactly. So they're willing, the Y is willing to bring that, but I'm thinking maybe not this month.
Yeah.
But, hey, we can look forward to spring with some of those things, too. So, yes, you mentioned a number of the vendors that will have the fresh, locally grown produce, all the first ones. And then, you know what time it is, Chris? It's pumpkin time.
Yeah. It's just prime harvest season
right now.
There'll be lots of good stuff.
Yes. And I know that at least if several of those vendors come, they're going to have all kinds of pumpkins. So, you know, you can go downtown, do your shopping. Well, come in the park first, probably. Eat your supper. Go downtown, shop. And there's special things for the kids going on downtown. And they can pick out their pumpkin to take home.
Yeah, get ready to carve some pumpkins up.
Yeah.
It's never too early to do that, right?
No. And they'll be around for a while. And I don't know, pumpkins I've had, they last for quite a while, as long as it's not 90 degrees. Mm-hmm. And I think we're kind of over the 90 degrees maybe.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be more so the 70-degree range for the most part.
Okay. So be sure to look at Facebook if you have that opportunity. Otherwise, of course, listen to KGN and there's other sources. But Facebook.com, Produce in the Park, we were visiting about, should we keep doing this, Chris?
Yeah, and we were kind of talking that, you know, maybe this is a place where folks could go and kind of share some information that's on the similar type of mindset, you know, so to speak. If you want to share recipes on there or... If you have any interest in us providing you other types of information, you know, food preservation, obviously something that can be talked about throughout the year and how to use that stuff throughout the year, then after the fact that you maybe done those things here during the summer and fall, and maybe share information about some other related events, too. Mm-hmm. If you got to something that is kind of a similar mindset, we'll, of course, be willing to cross-promote. So anything you want us to... share there, let us know. Yeah. Just hop on there and make a comment.
Ask questions, give us your information. And it's been in the news a couple of times, but hopefully there'll be in the news more, and that is that Cass County, through the Board of Supervisors and the Cass County Local Food Policy Council, has received a grant to work with towns and developing farmers markets wherever they may be located. And that's going to need some input from people in communities. So, you know, maybe we can inform you about that grant on Facebook. And, again, you can respond back. We'll need some people on some temporary committees. I don't think we're going to set up a big organization that goes on for years. Mm. But, you know, we're going to need some input from people. And so this might be one way to kind of work on that, to get ready for the next year of produce. But in between, hey, we have, as you mentioned, food preservation and those high tunnels. You know, people are extending the season. So that local produce is going to be, I think, more and more available.
Yeah, and it's great. And, you know, that's kind of the ideal concept that, you know, we're promoting here, too, is, you know, that locally grown produce and other items, too. It's not necessarily just
right.
the produce, but,
right.
Stuff that, you know, can be grown right here. And, yeah, hopefully that continues to be more of a a year-round thing that folks can enjoy.
And just in closing comment that, you know, when I think of produce in the park, I think of all that yummy stuff to eat. But remember, this is a part of our economy. And so when you support all of these businesses in the park, you're also supporting the economy and growing the economy. So what goes around comes around.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, too, it's amazing to realize how much time and effort goes into a lot of this stuff that these folks do. And they, of course, a lot of the local people that are producing different types of produce, they're not only coming here, of course, they're coming around here in Southwest Iowa, and they put a lot of time and effort what they do.
They do, and thank goodness.
Yeah.
Let's keep it growing.
Yeah, benefits us at
the
end of the day.
Absolutely. So stay listening to KGN for our announcement this afternoon, and check out Facebook.com, Produce in the Park, and thank you very much, Chris Parks.
Thank you.
Till next time, here's a thought. In the autumn is time for us to harvest and for gathering together. For nature, it is a time of sowing and scattering abroad.